All right, welcome to Pitcher's Duel. This is the first and maiden voyage of the Pitcher's Duel podcast. I'm Andy Johnson, joined with Nils, who is in Michigan right now as he attends the University of Michigan. We're both co-authors on the site, even though Nils probably does more of the work than I have. Today we're just going to be touching on a couple free agents who are going to be hitting the market here in the next, or during this offseason, once the signing starts. The first player we'll touch on is Melky Cabrera, 28 years old, had sort of an interesting season, I'd say.
Yeah, it was very interesting.
He.
I don't know what. That's, where do you start?
Well, you know, I guess you start with 2011 when he really broke out with the Royals and put up a fantastic year. And got traded to San Francisco. And as we all know, he went there, had a good first half, All-Star Game MVP. And then in the second half, busted for illegal drug use. So, what do you think about...
I lost you. Damn.
Do you hear me yet? Can you hear me now?
Hello.
Can you hear me now?
Shite.
Nothing yet?
Yeah, no, I got you.
Okay.
No, I got you.
All right. So, what do you think about...
Damn.
Yeah, we'll get it figured out tomorrow. What do you think about his off-season plans?
You know, I think he could surprise. I think he'll definitely get a multi-year contract from somebody. I was looking at some comps, and I am somewhere in between Marlon Byrd and Aaron Rowan's contracts, which landed them for 3 years, $15 million for Byrd, and 5 years and $60 million for Aaron Rowan. He's only 28 next season, and he's absolutely crushed the ball the last 2 years. He's been a dual threat, both on the bases and with some power, and mainly hitting for a great average. I mean, he should contend for a batting title next year if he can stay healthy.
Well, you know, and that's...
And stay out of the suspended list.
Well, that's what I was going to say. He actually gave up the batting title this year, or he took himself out of the running because he could have won taking out at-bats or giving himself extra at-bats that he really didn't have, blah, blah, blah. But because he used performance-enhancing drugs, you got to think teams are saying, is he as good as, you know, the player he has been the past 2 years when he might have been using the entire time?
Yeah, I think there'll be an element of that for sure. But, you know, there's just so much, or there's so little evidence that there should be a significant drop-off in his performance next year that I just can't imagine that teams are going to be that ignorant and no one's going to want him. I mean, it's mainly a PR thing at this point.
Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt that teams are going to want him. You know, I could see him... I could see him going to a team like the Yankees. They're losing Swisher because I think he's just going to be surprisingly somehow out of the Yankees' price range, which used to not ever exist, but now they're trying to get under the luxury tax. And Ichiro, you know, they sort of got him as a rental player from the Mariners, and they're going to need somebody to go with Granderson. I know they picked up his option, but, you know, Brent Gardner.
Yeah, the Yankees... Yankees are a good match on paper. The only thing is that I can't see them picking up a guy who's been implicated with steroids at this point after they've had the issues that they have had with A-Rod and
Pettit
right now. But
Pettit, right. Giambi.
And, I don't think they're going to risk it. There's so many outfielders out there this year that there's just really no reason for them to... go out and splurge for Melky Cabrera when they could get a Torii Hunter or someone of that nature who's more liked by the media.
Right. Okay, and then I think it was Buster Olney maybe who ran down sort of quick, you know, one or two sentences what each team needs to do in their offseason. And the Rangers with Hamilton, now he said they need an outfielder, and I thought, you know, do they really? Because they've got Kinsler, Profar, and Andrews. So, you know, unless they lose Hamilton and trade Andrews. But, you know, a lot of the reports I've heard are Andrews for Justin Upton. So they're getting an outfielder. But on the same side, they need left-handed in their lineup because they don't really have that left-handed bat.
Yeah, no, barring a trade, I think I think Kinsler's got to be the guy to move out to left. Melky's a great fit otherwise, if they don't think Profar is ready or needs another half season or so in the minors. But in that case, I wouldn't see them signing Melky because he's going to require a couple years. But yeah, barring a trade, I think they should just move Kinsler to left. And I guess it depends on how ready Leonis Martinez.
Yes. Center. That is true. Didn't think of him. Okay, another team. Rays are losing B.J. Upton. The Rays are sort of... It seems like they are willing to do something a little wacky, like sign Manny Ramirez, that sort of stuff, despite their history. Melky Cabrera also has a history with drugs. And he's not a bad player and could, you know, fill in the outfield. I don't think he's a center fielder, per se, but what do you think about that?
Yeah, you know, I think it's a good fit on paper, but the thing is it just doesn't quite gel with the Rays' organizational philosophy. I think they're going to probably plan on moving Desmond Jennings to center, where he's an excellent center fielder, offensively right. And defensively. And then I could see them kind of going the way of like a Matt Joyce, like how they have in right field, mm-hmm. and kind of take the Oakland A's model of last year, maybe look for their own Brandon Moss to plug in left field.
Yeah. Okay. So Houston going
to... Or Sam Fold.
Oh, yes. Former Peoria Chief. I got to know his name very well this summer. Houston Astros going to the American League West. They are nowhere near contention, but I think I looked and they have something like only $10 million committed to their roster at this point. And they need a DH. They need a lot more than a DH, but they need somebody to go hit for him. Do you see him fitting somewhere in Houston?
You know, that's the kind of guy that I think they know that they're not going to contend for, you know, 3-4 years. And I think they're building accordingly. But he wouldn't be a bad gamble to take because there's a chance that he is competing for a batting title midway into the season, and they could probably get a nice return on him. And I think they would know that. They're a smart organization. So considering they definitely have some cash to throw around, I mean, not that they have huge revenues, but they should definitely have some cash to throw around, and it would be a wise move if they were going to take a gamble because, I mean, that's kind of the way they should be going, by taking gambles and hoping they work out and see if they can get some prospects in return.
Right. So moving on now. To a pitcher who we knew from Minnesota years back, and it's hard to believe that his career started in 2001 when we were in fourth and fifth grade. Now we're both in the latter years of college. 34-year-old Kyle Loesch. What do you think?
You know what? I think I'm kind of singing the same song as everyone else on the sabermetric community, and that when you break out when you're 34, it's usually not sustainable for the long term. And even though he's probably going to command a multi-year deal, he's not going to be worth it. He's a mediocre to average pitcher. I hope my favorite team, Twins, don't give him any give him too much money or anything like that.
Well, that's what I've sort of been thinking. I think Boris is his agent, and that he is commanding a contract somewhere in the range of what CJ Wilson got past off season.
Yeah, that's what Buster Olney and John Heyman are saying.
Right, and I think that's absolutely ridiculous for a guy who's 34. You don't want a guy who really his peripherals weren't bad, but not.
Well, you know,
great.
I'd like to point out that his xFIP last year was completely middle of the pack. So even though he did have better peripherals than usual, he's still at best an average pitcher in his absolute best year. And I'm using xFIP because it's more predictive of future success than ERA is.
Well, right, and, you know, I looked at his FIP quick on Fangraphs, and they had him at 3.51, which is, hey, you know what, if he's a number three guy, that's a pretty good ERA if you can have somebody with a 3.5 ERA, even, you know, even though he put up a 2.86 this year. But I just don't think he's the guy I want to be throwing my money to. But at the same time, there are dumb teams out there who are willing to overpay for, you know, veteran pitching.
Yeah, I was actually looking through. I was trying to find some teams who might do it this year, but I'm just not seeing it. The best teams I could come up with were, I liked your suggestion of the Rockies. I thought they might splurge, but I think they're smarter than that. I don't think they're going to go for such a contact pitcher. Or the Royals, because they have Dayton Moore, and Dayton Moore is foolish.
Well, you know, if you look through all the pitchers that he's acquired a lot of pitchers who are all really bad. And yeah. Not that Kyle Lewis is really bad, but it could just be another Gil Mesh giving a guy $50 million+ and getting, you know, league average at best.
I think that's a really good comp.
You know, and the Yankees, I throw the Yankees into everywhere because they need pitching. You don't know what you're going to get. Pineda coming off the labrum surgery. You don't know exactly, you know, what's up with CeCe. He went and saw Dr. Andrews. He could very well be in jeopardy of, you know, possibly having Tommy John being out for the year. They haven't really said what went on down there. I don't know if you've heard.
No, but, you know, I don't think we can count out the Dodgers either.
No, they don't have a ceiling.
I'm not being serious.
If anything, they're going to go after Greinke, I think, which brings up the Angels. If they don't get Greinke, would Kyle Loesch be a target for them?
You know, they've fallen for a Dave Duncan product before, and Joel Pinheiro gave him a sizable contract, so I could see it. I don't see them giving him $75 million or anything like that, especially if the Rangers end up with Greinke. I saw they were looking at him, and if the Rangers end up with Greinke, then I mean, they could be tempted to go out and grab the next best starting pitcher if they think that's Kyle Loesch.
Well, one thing I was thinking of is they've got, now he's coming into his second offseason, Jerry DePoto, the GM, and he, when he was interim in Arizona, he got rid of Herron. Now he's back with Herron, trying to get rid of him again. So, could this be a thing of, you know, he's not that dumb to get a average pitcher?
I'm sorry, I kind of lost you there. One of my roommates was yelling in the background.
Yes, I sort of heard that, and then I think what I said was absolutely stupid because I was sort of distracted. I was saying how DePoto, he seems to be pretty good at dealing pitchers. The return that he got for, you know, Dan Herron when he was in Arizona was awesome, getting Skaggs and Pat Corbin. Now he's trying to get rid of Herron again. Do you think he's smart enough to not sign Loesch to a stupid deal? You know, you mentioned how the Angels done that before.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah, I think he has made some good moves since he's gotten there. I wouldn't expect him to sign Loesch, but it was just, you know, it's a thought, it's a possibility. I mean, he's gonna have to go somewhere.
Yeah. Is the Dave Duncan effect real?
I'd say so. I mean, I don't think even Dave Duncan's still there anymore, has he?
No, he left with Tony.
Okay, so, I mean, I don't know, maybe there's just something in the water in St. Louis that makes you throw ground balls, but there's definitely something.
There is.
Hang on one second. Oh, I'm getting called out for a fantasy basketball draft.
Oh, what's going on right now? All right, that's fine. We can end it right now. So just hit stop.
Okay.